Welcome, everyone. Another edition of The Good Stuff coming your way on your local radio station. Kim, tell us about Tri-State Livestock News.
And are you looking for a reliable source for ag news, market results, maybe rodeo standings, cattle health, ag politics? You need to go to Tri-State Livestock News. They're there for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and actually, really, nationwide. Make sure you check them out. Get an edition going to your house soon. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what the ranchers read.
All right. Well, Kim, what do we have for the good stuff today?
We've got some lessons I have learned. Would you like to share those with me?
Sure. You start them off.
All right. Well, I've learned that you can get by on charm for about 15 minutes. After that, you better know something.
Okay. Well, I've learned that we're responsible for what we do, no matter how we feel.
Yeah, that's true. I've learned that you shouldn't compare yourself to the best that others can do.
We all have a bad habit of comparing ourselves to everybody else's best, don't we?
Yep.
Well, I've learned that you can keep going long after you think you can't.
That is true. I've also learned that you should always leave loved ones with loving words, because someday it will be the last time you see them.
I've learned that sometimes the people you expect to kick you when you're down turn out to be the ones who help you get back up.
That's right. A lesson well learned. I've learned that money is a lousy way of keeping score.
I've learned that sometimes when I'm angry, I have the right to be angry, but that doesn't give me the right to be cruel.
That's right. I've learned that just because someone doesn't love you the way you want them to doesn't mean they don't love you.
I've learned that you should never tell a child that their dreams are unlikely or outlandish. Few things are more humiliating, and what a tragedy it would be if they believed it.
That's right. I've learned that no matter how good a friend is, they're going to hurt you every once in a while, and you must forgive them for that.
I've learned that just because two people argue, it doesn't mean they don't love each other. And just because they don't argue, it doesn't mean they do.
Whoa. I've learned that sometimes it's hard to determine where to draw the line between being nice and not hurting people's feelings and standing up for what you believe.
I've learned that you shouldn't be so eager to find out a secret. It could change your life forever.
I've learned that no matter how bad your heart is broken, the world doesn't stop for your grief.
I've learned that heroes are the people who do what has to be done when it needs to be done, regardless of the consequences.
Indeed. And I've learned that our background and circumstances may have influenced who we are, but we are responsible for who we become.
And finally, I've learned that it's taken me a long time to become the person I want to be.
That's right. And these are lessons I have learned. They're wonderful. I do not know who wrote them, but I think we've kind of learned all those lessons.
Well, Kim, thanks for bringing those to our attention today. I'm going to finish things up something a little bit on the St. Patrick side, or Irish anyway, for this time of the year. An Irish priest was transferred to Texas. Father O'Malley rose from his bed one morning. It was a fine spring day in his new Texas mission parish. He walked to the window of his bedroom to get a deep breath of the beautiful day outside. He then noticed there was a jackass lying dead in the middle of his front lawn. He promptly called the local police station. The conversation went something like this. "Good morning. This is Sergeant Jones. How may I help you?" "And the best of the day yourself. This is Father O'Malley at St. Anne's Catholic Church. There's a jackass lying dead in the front lawn." Sergeant Jones replies, considering himself to be quite a wit, replied with a smirk, "Well now, Father, it was always my impression that you people took care of the last rites." There was dead silence on the line for just a moment. Father O'Malley then replied, "Aye, 'tis certainly true, but we are also obliged to notify the next of kin." So, to end the program today, I thought maybe I'd share something from Tony Bullitt from a while back. Billboards are getting attention in Arizona. Some of my friends reported seeing one or two messages, but the newspaper listed all of them. So here's a list of some of the variations of God Speaks billboards. "Tell the kids I love them. God. Let's meet at my house Sunday before the game. God. Come on over and bring the kids. God. What part of thou shalt not didn't you understand? God. We need to talk. God. And one more of those. Keep using my name in vain. I'll make rush hour even longer. God." If you have something to share for the good stuff, please send it to us at kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at that. Maybe one day it pops up right here on your favorite radio station on the good stuff.